Good morning. It's glad to see you this Easter morning. We're going to start off by playing a little bit of a game to get us thinking about the Easter message. And it's entitled, Who Has the Biggest Brain? Okay, so it's quite a humbling title, I know that. But does anyone think in this room they have the biggest brain here? We're going to have maybe pit a child against an adult. What's that, Nigel? Okay, Nigel thinks he has the biggest brain. Okay, so Nigel, if you would come here, please, that would be great. Thanks, Nigel. Great. You can stand up and we'll have who wants to take Nigel on? Which child would like to take Nigel on in Who Has the Biggest Brain? Okay, let's see. We got any more? Okay. Jonah, you want to do it? Look, he's positively waiting for it. Come and sit up here. Come and sit up here, my friend. Let's give him a round of applause. Who has the biggest brain? Now, is he? Here we go. Come up. Oh, here we go. You're safe on there. Now, you guys are playing today for this trophy. Check that out. This is the Easter trophy. Now, I just got to tell you, you can't keep it because it's actually Daisy's. I've just borrowed it. But you've got the privilege of lifting it a little bit later. Now, because Nigel is the oldest, we're going to let Nigel go first, okay? Now, there's a little bit of a theme running in this quiz, which we'll get a bit later. Okay, so Nigel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, you can talk into that. Jonah, here's your microphone. You got that. Okay, here we go. Nigel, first question for you, okay? What film does Lord Vader appear in? Lord Vader.
I've got no idea.
Okay. I think the answer's going to come up on the screen. Star Wars. Okay, so nearly. Second question for Nigel. Which book contains these characters? You should get this. You did English literature. Ralph, Jack, Simon, Piggy, Roger.
That William Golding one.
Okay, can we be more specific?
With this crowd in front of me, it's just gone out of my head.
Anyone want to help him?
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, okay. We'll give him that one, okay. Here's a third question, okay. Who built a school in, I think it's Narojo, Kenya? Who built a school in Narojo, Kenya? Jonah knows this one, okay. Wow, sir.
How does he know that?
Well, we'll come to Nigel.
Kenya. No,
okay, I pronounced it wrong. Okay, that would be Lord Edgerton. And there's a picture of Lord Edgerton just there. So we're still on one, just about one. We're being quite nice. Here's an easy one for you. Okay, question four. What movie soundtrack did Howard Shore compose? Now, just thinking, I'll give you a clue, link it in. Okay, film. We've had Lord of the Flies, Lord Edgerton, Lord Vader, film.
I'm sorry, no.
Okay, Nathan. Lord of the Rings. Okay, there we go. Now, one. That's not bad, but Joni, you're pretty confident you can beat one.
Yeah.
Okay, so just put that there. Here we go. You hold it there. Here we go. So question for Jonah. This one, the first one's actually quite difficult. I'm not going to give you easy ones. What word appears 600 times in the Bible to describe Jesus? Now, we heard it quite a lot in Nigel's answers. Do you think you can?
Lord.
Whoa, let's see. Yeah. Lord, okay. 1-1. Wow. Okay, here we go. Jonah, what word in the Bible means supreme ruler of all? What do you think that word might be?
Lord.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Wow, okay. Well, that's yours already. Here we go. Here's one for you. What did Thomas say Jesus is? Or who did Thomas say Jesus is?
Lord.
Hey! Jesus is Lord. Great. Here we go. Let's see if you can make it four out of four. When Jesus rose from the dead, what did it show about Jesus? Jesus is?
Lord.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jonah, here's your trophy. You want to lift it up? Let's give him a big round of applause. Okay. Good stuff. Thank you. Let's give Nigel a round of applause for being a good sport. Thank you, Nigel. Thank you. Well done. Okay. Well, you see, sometimes the thing about Christianity is you know, we say things about Jesus that, whilst true, can be a little bit confusing and a little bit complicated. Let me give you a few examples, okay? Sometimes we can say to people, Jesus gives you peace. But peace from what? Does that mean that we're never going to get angry? Does that mean that we're going to grow our hair long and just sing John Denver songs all the time? It's a little bit confusing, isn't it? What about this one then? Jesus washes our sin away. What does that mean? Does that mean that there's a Jesus kind of soap that you take in a shower and you wash all your sin away and then your sin blocks up the plug hole? It's a little bit confusing, isn't it? And then what about Jesus is the good shepherd? Does that mean that Jesus has a sheepdog that he uses to pen in all the Christians? And for that matter, where's Jesus' staff? That's a little bit confusing as well, isn't it? Well, we're going to keep Christianity really simple this morning. And you may have guessed what the talk is on today, okay? If you're going to go away knowing one thing today, it's this. Jesus is Lord. And as we heard, didn't we, in our quiz, the word Lord is used the most to describe Jesus. Over 600 times, Jesus is described as Lord. Not only that, when Thomas sees Jesus risen from the dead, he says, my Lord. And not only that, we hear, didn't we, that Lord means supreme ruler of all. That means that there's no one greater, there's no one more important, and there's no one more powerful than Jesus. Jesus is number one. He's right at the top where he belongs. Who he is and what he's done, it makes Jesus number one. And you'll get that little reference a bit later because we're going to sing a song. But you see, that's what Easter's about. Easter Sunday is reminding us who Jesus is. Jesus is Lord. And think about it. Think about what the most feared thing in the world is. Well, it's death. Why is death the most feared thing in the world? It's because we do not have power over death. Everyone knows that they're going to face death at some point. For many, death is a sad time because they know this is the end. There's nothing left for them to stop and to be no more. This can be heartbreaking. But for the Christian, as the poster says there, when we think of Jesus, we are to keep calm and know Jesus is Lord. You see, for Christians, death is a mere interruption of the 10,000 years of eternal life that awaits us. Death is not the end, but death is the beginning of true life. It's true life lived with Jesus, free from sin's presence and sin's pain. And why do Christians think like that? Because Jesus is Lord. You see, Easter Sunday, it fills our hearts with hope because we remember that death could not stop Jesus. The most powerful thing on earth, the most feared thing on earth, was no match for Jesus Christ. Jesus smashed death. Jesus demolished death's power. And Jesus did this by rising from the grave. Only the one with power over death could do this. Only the one who's the supreme ruler of all could do this. Only Jesus is Lord. You see, that's Christianity in a nutshell. Jesus is Lord. But here's the question I want to challenge you with this morning. Is Jesus your Lord? Is Jesus Christ your Lord? Now, Romans 10 verse 9 is very helpful. It's going to come on the screen. Romans 10 verse 9 says this. Or maybe not, will it? I'll read it anyway. It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Did you hear that? If you want to be a Christian, you're to confess that Jesus is Lord. You're to say that Jesus Christ is the supreme ruler of my life. Jesus Christ is my boss. Jesus Christ is my number one. Jesus Christ is my master. Hang on a minute. That doesn't sound too good, does it? I'll take Jesus as my savior. I'll take Jesus the savior who saves me from sin and its consequences. But this talk of Lord, That's a step too far, isn't it, Chris? Now, why do we think that? I think at the point when we hear about Jesus being Lord, there's a little voice inside our head that's saying, I don't need anyone to tell me what to do. I'll do what I want, when I want, who I want with, when I want. I'll do whatever I want because I am the boss of my life. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. Well, you see, when we're thinking like that, that's the sinful rebel inside us. That's the teenage know-it-all that still exists in every single one of us. You see, the more we know about the empty tomb, the quieter that voice becomes. And here's why. Easter Sunday shakes our arrogance. Easter Sunday shakes our arrogance because the empty tomb reminds us that there's one greater than us. The empty tomb reminds us that there's one who's done things that we cannot do. And the empty tomb reminds us that there's one worth following. His name is Jesus. You may have heard of him. You see, Jesus is Lord, but is Jesus your Lord? Lastly, Jesus is the Lord who is going to return. Philippians 2 verses 9 to 11 tells us this. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Some people say, Chris, where is Jesus Christ now? If he's raised from the dead, if the tomb is empty, where is he now? This tells us that Jesus Christ is reigning and ruling, not just over the earth, but over the whole of the universe. And the Bible tells us that Jesus the Lord is going to return one day. And on that day, everybody will bow the knee to Jesus, whether they want to or not. On that day, everyone will confess that Jesus is Lord, whether they want to or not. So when that day comes, when we come face to face with Jesus, will you say Jesus is Lord as Jesus' friend or as his foe? Will you say Jesus is Lord as Jesus' ally or as Jesus' enemy? You see, Jesus Christ is Lord. The question is he your Lord? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that the resurrection is proof that Jesus is Lord, the supreme ruler over all. I pray for anyone here this morning who hasn't come to acknowledge Christ as their Lord, that by your Spirit you would help them to do so. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.